Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the fifth round qualifier recording. I'm going to start off everything by saying this. I may or may not go into a coughing fit in the course of recording this one. I have still / just gotten over fighting a flu, and usually all illnesses convert into a hellacious chest, like, chronic bronchitis cough for me, so if all of a sudden I sound like I'm dying, you know why. So, we have two qualifier rounds left. Technically, we have one now, so let's get into it, shall we? Oh, also, I got a brand new studio mic. I kind of have to get used to it because it picks up everything. So you'll probably hear some of this moving in the chair. I wonder if it'll pick up me, like, drinking water. Let's find out. Delicious. Anyway, I'm going to start off with PK. Someone turned the power knob to 11 for this one. This was tremendously badass. Just a fucking awesome piece that exploded onto the scene. Once again, you're showing your versatility in this contest, and that is always a grand thing. Personally, I wasn't a big fan of the listy nature of this work. The stream worked well, spilling through sentences and whatnot, but it did come off as a bit repetitive after a while. I feel as though it could have been tweaked. You could have changed the sentences maybe to make it a little bit more interesting. However, the subject matter was certainly compelling, and your take and execution of the writing made for a captivating read. Sullen Forever Angel. Okay, there are some serious problems here. I'm going to be honest when I tell you that I didn't even read this all the way through. First, quotes from different people need to be separated by a paragraph. This is general grammar stuff that makes it far easier to read. You also need a much better grasp of your punctuation. Quite frankly, you just don't know what you're doing yet, especially with commas. Currently, you're using them to splice together two sentences in many places, which is just plain wrong. Finally, typos. There are a ton of them in here. A used instead of an and, your versus you are, all these things you have to check for. You absolutely have to edit your work. Finally, the plot is just not that very well developed. You redundantly list off all of these things about the differences between Angel and Jeff, maybe Joff. I actually knew a guy who spelled it as Jeff, but whatever. The point is, that wasn't the main point of your plot whatsoever. More so, it just made the hook fucking boring as all hell and unattractive to the audience. And you have to work on those things to broaden the viewership of your reading, and just to make it better and more enjoyable overall. Original Sushi. This was interesting, and I'll certainly give it entertainment props, but there are a lot of grammatical problems with this. For starters, the whole flashback sequence is just fucking littered with fragments and comma splices, and a whole bunch of ugly junk that just makes me cringe. It's also quite repetitive, which seems to be a very well-worn theme of this recording already. Seriously, you dangled the hook and then just drew it out well past its prime. By the time I got back to the present, I was on the verge of not giving a shit, so that whole section could use some refinement. I chalk a lot of the problems in this up to two things. One, you write like you would talk to someone. This is not necessarily a bad thing, but I feel it caused a lot of the grammatical errors that I saw. Two, I think you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself when it comes to transferring the image in your mind onto paper. Some of your sentences are blatant contradictions. We had grown stronger but grown weaker, for example. Now, given the fact that I write sci-fi, I have a very strong intuition as to what you're trying to say here, but that doesn't mean that everyone else on Earth will, and the execution, quite frankly, sucked. You definitely need to think about these things when you write. On the plus side, this was a strong rookie entry into the contest, and in that regard, I couldn't really ask for a whole lot more. Cough Drop. This was a very strong piece with very few mistakes and a surprisingly captivating plot. You didn't seal the deal at the end, though. I don't know what the hell is up with the woman weeping. That point is definitely not clear in the execution, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. Overall, though, I really like this one, and it's a definite contender. A stronger ending, though, would have really wrapped this up kind of early. Rhodey's Baby. First and foremost, spell check. I cannot say enough how important it is to check your work before submitting to this contest. Newcomers often reply to this with questions as to why I care so much, and the answer is simple. It makes you look bad, and it's my job as the host to tell you what's hindering your writing. In this case, they were distracting, to the point where I lost interest in the story itself. That, coupled with a slew of grammatical problems, semicolon use, fragments, capitalization issues, made for work in vast need of improvement. There's a lot of potential here, but you need to wrangle in all those grammatical oddities and improve your storytelling a bit. No one wants to read a string of dialogue with no meat on it. You had this set of like a dozen lines and just a few words without any narration to allow me the opportunity to ascertain why I should give a damn. This is sad because there's some interesting stuff going on here that, you know, could have been brought to light. If you take those things into account and seek the help of the community to guide you, your writing will undoubtedly improve. Scrolling through the word file. Emma Peel Wannabe. I really do love the power of this piece. It started off a little slow for my taste, but thankfully, you kept the slow section of that hook short enough to drop the Jew bombshell. Then I was all in. There are some grammatical issues in this when it comes to fragment that could be corrected, but I really enjoyed what you've done here. Aside from the minor issues, it was quite fantastic. TLM. This was interesting, but as I told Eris in the previous round, the trick is kind of getting old hat. A lot of this is centered around losing the words. It's been done fucking before. The cool part here, though, is the description, which was downright epic, powerful, and awesome. There are, as usual, things I don't like. You have this amorphous blob object, the fog, and yet your writing is extremely choppy. You have the few word sentences, and I guess we can call that contrast, but I think my feelings on things that, you know, just hit the bar for sentence are well documented. The other thing is the use of they in the beginning. I just took forever to wrap my brain around thoughts entering the jaw or crawling over skin. I like the imagery that brings to the table, but I really thought you were coupling the they to the eroding waves, which made far more sense. So that execution brought a moment of hesitation that I think you should try to avoid. Other than that, it seems you're really gearing up your form for, you know, that thing called the playoffs. Ivy, welcome back. Now, prepare for me to kick the rust fucking off of you. First, the power of your descriptions is still impeccable, even after you've decayed into an old AGWC hag. Yeah, I went there. Wow. But my effing god, this was pretty boring for me. A lot of the style is repetitive. Extremely fucking repetitive. There seems to be the same whimsical flow format table that you use to describe every sentence in the first paragraph, which would be fine, except it feels that I'm staring at the identity matrix, which in math is about as lame as the trivial solution of null. The concept as a whole has such potential, I just think you have to remember, again, that, you know, I'm a guy and I demand entertainment, and to some extent you kind of have to, you know, deliver some sort of like man fan wing service to me, and that's the only way I can put it. Also, you know, there's some grammar issues on here that are a little bit wonky for me. Fragments and naughty commas, you know, the same trivial shit. I just feel you should touch this up. Anyway, welcome back. It's good to have you back in this shit. You certainly are making things interesting right off the bat. Seracious Wonk. Once again, don't get the parentheses. They just aren't necessary and don't add a damn thing to the work. I found your line breaks in the first stanza particularly clever. However, this diminished in later sections, and there were quite a few that I think drove the power right out of the piece. My biggest issue here is that there isn't a strong development of the imagery or the point of the piece. And I really feel as though I need at least one of those to embrace the work as a whole. I mean, the only thing that delivered the point was the title itself, and that really doesn't do it much justice. I feel like you really need to take the core of the work and actually weave the thread through the lines in order to have it stick. I just don't think the title should be the linchpin. Imagine if I just copied this over and forgot Routine Rebel. Then I would have sat here all fucking night wondering what the shit is going on with this piece. And we just can't have that. The first stanza, by far the best in terms of style, point execution, etc. You really need to take that edge and carry it all the way through. Drive it home, 110%. Play through all four quarters, all that type of fucking shit. You get the point. I'm moving on. Aris, not sure what I think about this one. There are some fairly substantial flow problems in here that just need to be dealt with. A lot of lines really seem forced to keep the time, and that just never fucking works. I also feel as though the choice of meter really didn't fit with the topic. It was too kiddie shit, what you're talking about, poison and asphyxiation. I feel like had you slowed it down a bit, taken out that somber tone, you know, to draw out the grim, grisly nature of the topic, would have come off as a lot better. The positive in this is because of that presentation, it had that eerie, scary clown shit thing going on. Yeah, the scheme is kiddie shit, but the topic just makes it grisly and awesome. Little kids are gonna cry over this. They're gonna weep to their parents saying that some lady is fucking in the closet or some shit like that. The mistake is that I'm not a little kid, so the effect is lost on me, and I just want more. The other plus is that some of your, you know, word and line choices were extremely enjoyable, and that definitely keeps you in the thick of things. Scrolling through the word file, Shimona. Who? Oh, I shouldn't have done the who. Gonna get into a coughing fit. Maybe not. Suppress. Utora, I'm super pleased with the pieces that have kept me all the way through, and this is no different. I love the time progression from part to part, and the contrast that occurs between each section. There's a lot of power in here that makes for a very entertaining read. However, as usual, there are a lot of issues. The grammar in some places is downright sloppy, with comma splices galore. After a while, they get really damn annoying. However, the shock power of this piece and the original subject content make it a strong contender. More scrolling through the word file. Long pieces require me to hold a down arrow, yeah. Yumi, there are still problems grammatically lingering in here, but the editing was much better this time around. You definitely did a much better job. Holy shit. That was an epic word shit crap. Let's try rewinding that and doing it again. You definitely did a much better job setting up the story and making it captivating. I had no problems reading this through. In bed and not falling asleep or getting distracted, which is a major, major, major plus. Try to keep up on the typos, especially apostrophes. Also, the transition between article and present could have used a little bit more work. What I mean is that it took a bit too long, given the current length of the piece, to get the connection. If this is going to be something that's expanded into a novel length piece, I'd find the timing just fine. But as it sits in its current length, it left this gap that made me ask over and over again what the point was, and am I gonna get to the point now? What the hell? I finally got there, so I can say nicely done. But it's kind of like the one blemish lingering in my mind. No scrolling for this one. Dreaming. I like what you've done here, but at the end of the day, it's just not enough. The writing you gave me was certainly beautiful. It had a great sense of imagery, and stylistically, grammatically, I really don't have anything to complain about, except perhaps the last line, which just kind of left me feeling a little bit empty inside. However, the entertainment value just isn't here. There's no attachment to the subject, so something this short comes off as even more dull. It's a poor choice in my opinion, but the strength of the writing is enough to keep you hanging around in the standings, and really, that's all you can ask for, squeaking one in literally a minute before I was going to call the round. So, given all that information, I remembered this time, cough drop, banked the playoff spot, calling it now, in. There's one qualifier left, so I'm going to have to do this. It's my public service announcement. In the next recording, holy shit, cough, repress, good, awesome. In the next recording, there will be a lot of information. Someone will get the last qualifier spot. Then we have to talk about wildcard and the top overall score in the 6 rounds. Then, after I get through all that jizz, I just said jizz. That's awesome. Anyway, after, you know, I use my paper towels, we will move in and I will start talking about what exactly the first playoff round prompt is going to be. All 3 of the playoff rounds on GDW are prompts. And I want you guys to keep this in mind. The prompt rounds have different lengths of duration. The first one, I think, is 2 weeks. But the semifinal and the championship round, they get shorter. It's like 1 week apiece. So definitely, I'm keeping you on your toes into the finals here. So good luck, everybody. You know what's coming down. I may have to take a drink of water, and I might have the first, like, craptacular cough session sign-off. Let's find out. Oh, yeah. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.